Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. Just to return us, our Father, to your Torah. Mesillas Yesharim in the 21st chapter. So when a person starts to think deeply, focus, meditate on the greatness of Hashem and his abundant loving kindness towards us and the immense love that he has for the Jewish people, then we ourselves will be filled with love for him. And we'll choose and we'll desire to attach ourselves to him. Because when we see that Hashem is literally a father figure to us, and he loves us and he has mercy on us, like a father to a child, then we will love him back like a child to a father. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. Relating to Hashem as a loving father right now. Truth is, that happens at other points in davening. Before we can get to the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, and you shall love Hashem your God, what do? We first speak about Hashem's love for us. Ava Rabba Avtani. Hashem has an immense love for us. Avas Olam Avtani. An eternal love for us. So first we feel Hashem's love, and then we love him back. The Yesod V'Sherish HaAvayda says, when we say that word, and as mentioned yesterday, the Torah told us, this is the only bracha in the Amidah where we refer to Hashem as Avinu, our Father. We should be filled with joy. That we, finite individuals, have the ability to call Hashem our Father? Wow. Wow. So have in mind, at that point, Hashem, have mercy on us. Relate to us like a father does to the children. We want to invoke that special relationship, that parental bond, the child-parent-parent-child connection. And think, wow, I am so blessed that the creator of heaven and earth, the sustainer of every single molecule in the universe, is my father. What could be more incredible than that? To be dancing for joy as we say the words. And the Tanya and the Ketamarim says, Avinu mamash hamiti, literally our father, makar chayenu, the source of our life. And when we think about that, that should stir up within us emotions of love. And the more we accustom ourselves to doing that, he says, Hergal Nasateva, it becomes natural. That becomes the default setting in our relationship with Hashem. Feeling his love and loving him back. On the other side of the spectrum, the son of Vilna Gaon says, when it comes to Torah, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sayrasech, when it comes to Torah specifically, we refer to Hashem as our Father. Because it means he's given us the key to the treasure house. Our Father gave us the key to the treasure house. What greater love could there be than Hashem giving us the most awesome gift in the world? The ability to understand him, the ability to connect him through his Torah, through his wisdom. Wow. Wow.